Boker Tov, we are in Menachim Aleph, chapter 14, verse 21 today. What did we do yesterday? We just summed up Yarovam's life. We had that thing in which his wife went to the Navi Achiyah, and then God basically gave him a nevuah before she even showed up, and he's like, hey, the wife of Yarovam, I know you're here, even though she was dressed up, meaning like none of their ploy to hide her identity didn't work. And then he basically told her, your son is going to die. And not only that, all of your descendants are going to be wiped out by another king in Israel. And God is going to strike Israel and is going to spread them out amongst the other nations and is going to send them over the river. And that's all because of the sins of Yarobam. Okay, so she goes and her son dies. And this specific one was able to get buried, but none of the later ones are going to get buried. They're just going to be eaten by the animals of the field. And the rest of the things of Yarovam, the wars that he fought and that he ruled, are in the book of Divrei Hayamim Lemalchei Israel. This is a book we're going to see is referenced many times in the book of Melachim, and we don't have it anymore today. Yarovam was king for 22 years, and he slept, meaning he died, and he was buried with his forefathers. Okay. Who is the next king after him? His son, Nadav. Okay? So we're going to come back to Yarovam's story. Now we're going to pause from Yarovam's story, and we're going to go back to whose story? Rechavam, Pasukaf Aleph. Rechavam ben Shlomo, Malach Yehuda, ben 41 shana, Rechavam ben Malcho. He was 41 years old, Rechavam, when he became king. U'shva'isra shana, Malach Yerushalayim. And 17 years, Rechavam ruled in Yerushalayim. Ha'ir asher b'char al-onay l'sumet shemosham mikol shifte Yisrael. That's the city that God chose to put his name there from all the tribes of Israel. V'shem imon na'amah ha'amonit. And the mother of Rechavam was whom? Na'amah ha'amonit. So his mother was an Ammonite, which makes sense because his father married many foreign women. Okay, so Rechavam's mother was Na'amah Ammonit. Why do we have to know about her? Probably to show that his evil of Rechavam came from her bloodline, meaning came from the influence. And this is what Mesudat David says, Ba'lomar sheneni dma lemakor asher chutzad mimenna. It's telling us this to tell you that Rechavam came, he's the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. He came from the product of the Ammoni people, which is the non-Israelite people, and that's why he came out bad. Yehuda did what was evil in the eyes of God, and they made God jealous. Mikol asher asu avotam v'chatotam asher chatau. With all their sins, they did worse than anything their forefathers had done. They also built bamot and matzevot, and they built asherah trees al kol giv'ah givoha, on every hill, v'tachat kol ayetz ra'anan, and under every leafy tree they had another avodah zarah. V'gam kadesh haya ba'aretz, and even kadesh, which is some kind of like harlot, like a prostitution that was done for avodah zarah, they had in the land. They did according to all of the to'evot, or the to'avot, all the abominations of the goyim that God had already chased out from Bnei Israel. They adopted those practices. So between Yarovam, who created a new religion and started completely doing Avodah Zarah, and Rechavam, who is the son of the Ammoni, under Rechavam's reign, also Bnei Israel started doing Avodah Zarah widespread, probably not to the degree of the north, but still very widespread. Nobody in Am Yisrael is actually doing the will of God, okay? Both the northern and the southern tribe are bad. Pasuk Kafhe. Vahi bashana ha-chamishit, and it was in the fifth year, la-melech Rechavam ala Shishak melech Mitzrayim al Yerushalayim. Shishak, the king of Egypt, came upon Yerushalayim. This is not good. He comes upon us in war. So all of the one generation ago, when Shlomo's main wife was the daughter of Paro, all of a sudden, one generation later, Shishak, king of Mitzrayim, is already reneging on that alliance and is coming to attack Yerushalayim and to plunder Yerushalayim.
The son of Shlomo, that's not the Egyptian wife, became king. So why would he care?
And he also
out of respect for his father.
And he also had, he also had some.
It goes to show how short-lived these alliances are.
He also had someone close with him that we read about recently, that we read about before, who was Shlomo's enemy, who moved, or David's enemy, and he moved to Egypt. There could have been bad influence.
Yeah, that was Yarovam.
As well, Yarovam.
That was Yarovam, exactly. So Yarovam had run away to Shishak earlier on.
Yeah.
And then he only came back when he saw that the northern kingdom had separated. Then he shows up and everybody makes him king. But prior to that, he was hiding with Shishak. So that seems to indicate that there was some kind of alliance between the northern kingdom and the kingdom of Egypt. And Yehuda was not respected by the kingdom of Egypt at all. So maybe what you're saying, that I don't know. It's too much speculation. What I'm going to say. The only nuance is that I've been reading about the history of Israel, and you're looking at like all of the peace treaties that we tried to establish in the times of Yitzhak Rabin with the Oslo Accords, and then afterwards with Ehud Barak, we tried to thing, and then Ariel Sharon tried to give everything, and then Ehud Olmert tried to give up all of the thing, and even in the times of Menachem Begin, he gives up all of the Sinai in order to have peace with Egypt, and Am Yisrael has always been very, very open to making peace with these people. Obviously on conditions that are reasonable, like if we had houses right over a little bit over the line, let us keep the areas that we've inhabited for a very long time, that we've grown or whatnot. So Am Yisrael is always looking to make peace. The main argument against is making a peace is that when you give up land in order to make peace, it can so quickly happen that the regime that you made peace with changes, and then the next regime 10 years later doesn't uphold that peace anymore. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like what happened with Shlomo in Egypt. So it's like when Menachem Begin gave Egypt the Sinai for peace, like it's great because we had a peace treaty and they honored it. Egypt did honor it. 30 years later, the Muslim Brotherhood took over Egypt. Luckily, it was taken over again by, what's his name? Al-Sisi, president of Egypt?
Yeah.
So, and he's okay. He's like a decently nice guy to Israel. But all of that land that we gave to Egypt, it could have been gone to waste within 30 years because of regime change. So I think that's one of the lessons of Melachim is that like Am Yisrael, when they would rely on other nations, God typically sees it as a bad thing. Because very quickly, very often, those alliances ended up turning into negative things for Bnei Israel. Where an alliance with Egypt in Shlomo's time, in one generation, could become Egypt attacking Bnei Israel and plundering the Beit HaMikdash. So, back to the Pesukim, Pasuk Kav, Vayikach et otzerot Beit Adonai, et otzerot Beit HaMelech, et hakol lakach, Vayikach et kol maginei hazahav, asher asa Shlomo. Shishak, the king of Egypt, was able to plunder Yerushalayim. He took all of the storehouses of the house of God, and the storehouses of the house of the king. He took everything. And all of those golden shields that, if you remember, Shlomo made, Asher asa Shlomo, he took all of those too. So Rechavam, in their stead, instead of the gold ones, he made Maginei Nechoshet, copper shields. And he put them in the hands of the people that are the runners that were guarding the house of the king. So they held these shields. And it was when the king came to the house of God, these runners would hold up the shields and then they would put them back in their places. Okay? Now, why is it focusing on the shields? Why is it telling us how the shields were used and whatnot? A, it's to show that he was maybe a very vain king, Rechavam, that he needed to have these shields, so you would have runners hold shields in his honor as he was walking in. But B, it's to highlight the fact that the days of luxury of Shlomo are gone. All of the wealth that Shlomo had, what did it amount to? It didn't do anything for us. And now we are using copper instead of gold, which is a symbol of our relative,
It wasn't a very long period of time.
It was one generation.
One generation.
One generation went from gold to copper.
Talking about like 60 years?
I mean, look, it's a fascinating thing how quickly, it's a fascinating thing how quickly the wealth of a country could get sapped away. You know, I mean, in this case, it's because of being plundered by an enemy nation. But, you know, when regimes turn communist or socialist, like, you know, wealth it's not a storehouse of gold. It's an economy that provides for everyone. And the second you make the economy, you socialize the economy and make it less productive, the next day people are going to be waiting online for bread and they're going to be poor. I mean, you can go from rich to poor in a day.
Very quick. Yeah.
very quick. It doesn't take a long time to destroy an economy. You know, it's not like, oh, we have money saved so we can handle socialism for 20 years. Like, no, the socialism hurts you tomorrow. Okay? Where are we? The rest of the words, the things of Rechavam, the matters of Rechavam, they are written in the book of Divrei Yamim to the kings of Yehuda. There was a war between Rechavam and Yarovam all of the days. That originally, when Rechavam tried to do battle against Yarovam, he was stopped by which Navi came and stopped him?
Avichai?
No. Lael Yud Bet.
Oh. The Navi who came to stop.
The Navi who came to stop the war. Shemaya Isha Elohim. Shemaya, the prophet Shemaya. Okay, so, but later we see that there was war between Rechavam and Yarovam, just not that war at the beginning, meaning there were battles afterwards and skirmishes. Rechavam was laid to rest with his forefathers, and he was buried with his forefathers in the city of David. The name of his mother was Na'amah Ammonit, and his son Aviyam was king after Rechavam. Now, where do we see the name Aviyam before? The son of Yarovam was also Aviyah. Aviyah. Baruch Adonai L'olam. Amen. Amen.